Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to another in the series, Read the Word. Today, you and I enjoy the life of a pastor of a church. And that's the direct result of God telling the children of Israel, I'm going to give you a priest. And he's going to help you, and I'm going to give you a prophet, and they're going to help you. So today is the foundation of that. We're going to hear about the priest and the priest's clothing today. Our God is a very intricate God. He loves things decent and in order. He's very orderly. People that say he's not, and he doesn't care about order, they don't know this Bible. Because everything about our God is absolute intricate. But we welcome you. Make sure you connect with this Blog Talk Radio. You can connect to YouTube. YouTube, there's a link right in the notes for you to be able to go to Blog Talk Radio and hear this audio just like it's bringing to you on YouTube. Like you're going to drive down the road or something. You can hear the audio of it, and it'll be a blessing to you. Well, all right. Here we go. Let's make our opening prayer today. We do every day. Same prayer. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, so I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen. Here we go. Exodus chapter 28. The garments for the priesthood. Verse 1. Now take Aaron your brother and his sons with him from among the children of Israel, that he may minister to me as priest. Aaron and Aaron's sons, Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Those are four very specific characters. You're going to hear their names often throughout the next five books of the Bible. And you shall make holy garments for Aaron, your brother, for glory and for beauty. So you shall speak to all who are gifted artisans, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom. God filled them, that they may make Aaron's garments to consecrate him, that he may minister to me as a priest. Yes, a priest or a pastor has to be consecrated to God. You can't go online and get it at a website for $25. It don't work. Verse 4. And these are the garments which they shall make: a breastplate, an ephod, a robe, a skillfully woven tunic, a turban. So they shall make holy garments for Aaron your brother and his sons, that he may minister to me as a priest. Verse 5, the ephod. They shall take the gold, blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and the fine linen, and they shall make the ephod of gold, blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and fine woven linen, artistically worked. I like that. It shall have two shoulder straps joined at its two edges, and so it shall be joined together. And the intricately woven band of the ephod, which is on it, shall be of the same workmanship, made of gold, blue, purple, and scarlet thread, fine woven linen. Had to be just beautiful, didn't it? Then you shall take two onyx stones and engrave on them the names of the sons of Israel, six of their names on one stone and six of the names on the other, in order of their birth. Verse 11. With the work of an engraver in stone, like the engravings of a signet, you shall engrave these two stones with the names of the sons of Israel. You shall set them in settings of gold, and you shall put the two stones on the shoulders of the ephod as memorial stones for the sons of Israel. So Aaron shall bear their names before the Lord on his two shoulders as a memorial. You shall also make settings of gold, and you shall make two chains of pure gold like braided cords and fasten the braided chains to the settings. These slaves who just left Israel are doing this. And some kind of a smelter. Amazing. 15. You shall make the breastplate of judgment, artistically woven according to the workmanship of the ephod. You shall make it of gold, blue, purple, and scarlet thread and fine woven linen. You shall make it. It shall be doubled into a square. A span shall be its length, and a span shall be its width. And you shall put settings of stones in it. Four rows of stones. The first row shall be a sardius, a topaz, and an emerald. This shall be the first row. The second row shall be a turquoise, sapphire, and diamond. The third row, a jacinth, an agate, and an amethyst. And the fourth row, a beryl, onyx, and a jasper. They shall be set in gold settings. And the stones shall have the names of the sons of Israel, 12 according to their names, like the engraving of a signet, each one with its own name, that shall be according to the 12 tribes. You shall make chains for the breastplate at the end, like braided cords of gold. And you shall make two rings of gold for the breastplate, and put the two rings on the two ends of the breastplate. Then you shall put the two braided chains of gold in the two rings which are on the ends of the breastplate. And the other two ends of the two braided chains you shall fasten to the two settings and put them on the shoulder straps of the ephod in the front. Verse 26, you shall make two rings of gold and put them on the two ends of the breastplate, on the edge of it, which is on the inner side of the ephod. And the two other rings of gold you shall make and put them on the two shoulder straps underneath the ephod toward the front, right at the seam above the intricately woven band of the ephod. Don't tell me God is not specific. They shall bind the breastplate by means of its rings to the rings of the ephod, using a blue cord, so that it is above the intricately woven band of the ephod, and so that the breastplate does not come loose from the ephod. So Aaron shall bear the names of the sons of Israel on the breastplate of judgment over his heart when he goes into the holy place, as a memorial before the Lord continually. Verse 30. And you shall put in the breastplate of judgment the Urim and the Thummim, and they shall be over Aaron's heart when he goes in before the Lord. So Aaron shall bear the judgment of the children of Israel over his heart before the Lord continually. You shall make the robe of the ephod of all blue. There shall be an opening for his head in the middle of it. It shall have a woven binding all around its opening, like the opening in a coat of mail, so that it does not tear. And upon its hem you shall make pomegranates of blue, purple, and scarlet all around its hem, and bells of gold between them all around, a golden bell and a pomegranate, a golden bell and a pomegranate upon the hem of the robe all around. 35, and it shall be upon Aaron when he ministers, and its sound will be heard when he goes into the holy place before the Lord, and when he comes out, that he may not die. This was serious. He was going to literally go right in to the holy place, and then once a year, the Holy of Holies. 36. You shall also make a plate of pure gold and engrave on it, like the engraving of a signet, holiness to the Lord. You shall put it on a blue cord, that it may be on the turban. It shall be on the front of the turban. So it shall be on Aaron's forehead, that Aaron may bear the iniquity of the holy things which the children of Israel hallow in their holy gifts. And it shall always be on his forehead, that they may be accepted before the Lord. You shall skillfully weave the tunic of fine linen thread, and you shall make the turban of fine linen, and you shall make the sash of woven work. Verse 40, for Aaron's son shall make tunics, and you shall make sashes for them, and you shall make hats for them, for glory and beauty. So you shall put them on Aaron, your brother, on his sons with him. You shall anoint them, consecrate them, sanctify them, that they may minister to me as priests. And you shall make for them linen trousers to cover their nakedness. They shall reach from waist to the thighs. They shall be on Aaron and on his sons when they come into the tabernacle of meeting, or when they come near the altar to minister to the holy place, in the holy place, that they do not incur iniquity and die. It shall be a statute forever to him, descendants after him. Amazing, intricate work of God Almighty. And I love this fact. The children of Israel, slaves, brickmakers, were doing all of this. And we read in that last chapter that God anointed these people with the wisdom. They woke up one day and could do fine tapestry. Amazing. Chapter 29, verse 1. And this is what you shall do to them, to hallow them for ministering to me as priest. One young bull and two rams without blemish, and unleavened bread, unleavened cakes mixed with oil, unleavened wafers anointed with oil. You shall make them of wheat flour. You shall put them in one basket and bring them in the basket with the bull and the two rams. And Aaron and his sons you shall bring to the door of the tabernacle of meeting, and you shall wash them with water. Then you shall take the garments, put the tunic on Aaron, and the robe of the ephod and the breastplate. Gird him with the intricately woven band of the ephod. You shall put the turban on his head, crown on the turban. And you shall take the anointing oil, pour it on his head, and anoint him. Then you shall bring his sons and put tunics on them, and you shall gird them with sashes, Aaron and his sons, and put the hats on them. The priesthood shall be theirs for a perpetual statute. So you shall consecrate Aaron and his sons. You shall also have the bull brought before the tabernacle of meeting. And Aaron and his sons shall put their hands on the head of the bull. Verse 11. Then you shall kill the bull before the Lord by the door of the tabernacle of meeting. You shall take some of the blood of the bull and put it on the horns of the altar with your finger, and pour all the blood beside the base of the altar. And you shall take all the fat that covers the entrails, the fatty lobe attached to the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is on them, and burn them on the altar. Amazing detail. Verse 14. The flesh of the bull with its skins and its offal, you shall burn with fire side the camp. It is a sin offering. You shall also take one ram, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hands on the head of the ram, and you shall kill the ram, and you shall take its blood and sprinkle it all around on the altar. Then you shall cut the ram in pieces, wash its entrails and its legs, and put them with its pieces and with its head. And you shall burn the whole ram on the altar. It is a burnt offering to the Lord. It is a sweet aroma, an offering made by fire to the Lord. Rams' offerings must be sweet-smelling. God's very specific. Verse 19, you shall also take other ram, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hands on the head of the ram. Then you shall kill the ram and take some of its blood and put it on the tip of the right ear of Aaron and on the tip of the right ear of his sons, on the thumb of their right hand and on the big toe of their right foot, and sprinkle the blood all around on the altar. Then you shall take some of the blood that is on the altar and some of the anointing oil and sprinkle it on Aaron and on his garments, on his sons, and the garments of his sons with him. And he and his garments shall be hallowed, and his sons' garments with him. You shall take the fat of the ram, the fat tail, that fat that covers the entrails, the fatty lobe attached to the liver, the two kidneys, and the fat on them, the right thigh, for it is a ram of consecration. 23, one loaf of bread, one cake made with oil, one wafer from the basket of unleavened bread that is before the Lord, and you shall put all these in the hands of Aaron and in the hands of his sons. And you shall wave them as a wave offering before the Lord. 25, you shall receive them back from their hands and burn them on the altar as a burnt offering, as a sweet aroma before the Lord. It is an offering made by fire to the Lord. Then you shall take the breast of the ram and wave it as a wave offering before the Lord, and it shall be your portion. From the ram of the consecration, you shall consecrate the breast of the wave offering, which is waved, and the thigh of the heave offering, which is raised, of that which is for Aaron, and of that which is for his sons. It shall be from the children of Israel and for Aaron and his sons by a statute forever. For it is a heave offering. It shall be a heave offering from the children of Israel, from the sacrifices of their peace offerings. That is, their heave offering to the Lord. And the holy garments of Aaron shall be his sons after him, to be anointed in them and to be consecrated in them. Verse 30. That son who becomes priest in his place shall put them on for 7 days when he enters the tabernacle of meeting to minister in the holy place. And you shall take the ram of the consecration and boil its flesh in the holy place. Then Aaron and his sons shall eat the flesh of the ram and the bread that is in the basket by the door of the tabernacle of meeting. They shall eat those things with which the atonement was made to consecrate and to sanctify them by an outsider, but an outsider shall not eat them because they are holy. 34. And if any of the flesh of the consecration offerings or of the bread remains until the morning, then you shall burn the remainder with fire. It shall not be eaten because it is holy. 35. Thus you shall do to Aaron and his sons according to all that I have commanded you. 7 days you shall consecrate them, and you shall offer a bull every day as a sin offering for atonement. You shall cleanse the altar when you make atonement for it, and you shall anoint it to sanctify it. 7 days you shall make atonement for the altar and sanctify it, and the altar shall be most holy. Whatever touches the altar must be holy. Verse 38, the daily offerings. Now this is what you shall offer on the altar: 2 lambs of the first year, day by day, continually. 1 lamb you shall offer in the morning, and the other lamb you shall offer at twilight. With the 1 lamb shall be 1/10 of an ephah of flour, mixed with 1/4 of a hin of pressed oil, and 1/4 of a hin of wine as a drink offering. The other lamb you shall offer at twilight, and you shall offer with it the grain offering and the drink offering, and in the morning for a sweet aroma, an offering made by fire to the Lord. This shall be a continual burnt offering throughout your generations at the door of the tabernacle of meeting before the Lord, where I will meet with you to speak with you. And there I will meet with the children of Israel, and the tabernacle shall be sanctified by my glory. So I will consecrate the tabernacle of meeting and the altar. I will also consecrate both Aaron and his sons to minister to me as priests. I will dwell among the children of Israel and be their God. And they shall know that I am the Lord their God, who brought them out of the land of Egypt, that I may dwell among them. I am the God their God. Wow. 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 God is very specific about being very specific. And yet you can see they were going to be in the presence of God. And sin can't be in the presence of God. That's why in the New Testament, Jesus gave us his righteousness, just like his blood. Because we're the temple of the Holy Spirit. And the only way for God to come and live in us, we got to be holy. Well, in our own strength, we can't be holy. But in his blood and his righteousness, we get to be holy and are actually the temple of the living God.
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray a prayer of salvation together, because we want to make sure everybody that's with us becomes a believer and it begins your life walking with God. Pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day. And according to John 3:16. When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. And I receive you into my life right now. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. So I live in power. Understand the word of God. Pray in my heavenly language. and live a successful life as a believer every day.
Live a successful life as a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. That's the first time you prayed that prayer? Send me an email. Say, hey, Pastor, I prayed the prayer. I'll help you. Walk with God. That's my place in this world. Your whole life just changed when you prayed that prayer. You went from darkness into light, from fear into faith. And it's all on the inside of you. Come and join us as we help you walk with God every day. In Jesus' mighty name. So, that's it. Remember, YouTube, you can find Blog Talk Radio right in the notes. I got timestamps in here every single day of when the chapters start and any important thing I stop and talk about, I'm going to put a timestamp in there. So you go to YouTube video and just click on that timestamp and it'll take you right to that spot. If you want to hear a chapter over again, click that blue timestamp in the notes of this program on YouTube and it'll take you right to that exact spot. It's in every day. It's another one of the benefits of using YouTube. Till we see you again, we say, remember this, we love you, and God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. Blog Talk Radio, remember, you can email me, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. You can find us on the web at www.samueljcottle.com, my name. And it'll be a blessing to you and your family. Anything we can do to help you, let us know. Send us a postcard because we want to know where you are around the world and we want to be a blessing to you every single day in Jesus' mighty name. See you soon.